Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM Perspective, and we thank and praise God today that we are here and able, praise the Lamb of God, to be on the show today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Happy Monday to everyone. I tell you, praise the Lamb of God, what an intense, heavy week we had, praise the Lamb of God, and weekend as we celebrate the homegoing of Mother Rosie Greer. She was a beautiful, beautiful woman. And my God, we just had to go the last mile of the way with the family, being so close and related and intimate with this family. But we thank and praise God, hallelujah, that God has given them the victory, has given us the victory, and more so have given Mother Rosie the victory. People of God, I tell you, praise the Lamb of God. We had a wonderful time at Truth Christian Assembly yesterday as the Lord Hallelujah. Met us there in praise and worship. Praise the Lamb of God. A school of my children, praise the Lamb of God, of the young people, returned to the church after a couple of years and not seeing them. Praise the Lamb of God. All came in saying, Pastor, we back, we back, we back. And I thank and praise God for a life, hallelujah, that's been an example to so many young people. Hallelujah, that they've gone on to college and they have families now and things of that nature. And I'm seeing, really seeing the fruits of my labor. I praise God for each of you today and hope and pray, praise the Lamb of God, that this weekend has been great for you, and this week is opening with a Holy Ghost bang, praise the Lamb of God. Those of you who are fasting with us, oh my goodness, I tell you, with this weather changing, my God, and preaching and running and doing all that I'm doing, praise the Lamb of God, I'm feeling a little bit of that bug trying to creep back up on me, people of God. So make sure you mention me in prayer as you go before the throne of grace. Make sure you mention the man of God. Praise the Lamb, that the Lord will continue to strengthen my body. Praise the Lord. And give me all of that that I'm pouring out, that he will restore it back to me so that I can continue on my journey. Praise the Lamb of God and being a blessing to his people. Because I love doing the work of the Lord. I love doing what I'm doing right this minute. I love being here in the studio with you guys and pouring out to you all and giving you tidbits of truths as the Holy Spirit revealed it to me, prophesying and laying hands. I love doing what the Lord has called me to do because I know it pleases God when people are delivered and set free. I know God, hallelujah, smiles when his children are engaged in that he would have us to be engaged in. Well, we arrived here, praise the Lamb of God, at day 6, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, people of God, just one more day of fasting that's in front of us for this intense 7 days that we have put up. I want to thank God for all of those, praise the Lamb of God, that participated. Man Janice, praise the Lamb of God, and our dear head of our intercessory ministry, Denise Conyers, who has put together, praise the Lamb of God, our schedule of reading and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God, our prayer schedule, our reading schedule. Then I want to thank, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, Sister Valerie, who just celebrated a birthday. Praise the Lamb, who's been praying for her aunt and her children's father. Praise God, we've been in prayer for them. Posters and things of this nature so that the information could be disseminated for Carolyn, praise the Lamb of God, and Lisa, praise the Lamb of God, and all of those that share in on our administrative staff, and then for the intercessors who have just been so intense in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, continuously and leading us in prayer as well as doing the job that they do on the page, praise the Lamb of God, covering others. Boy, our daughter, praise the Lamb of God, there in Chicago. Hallelujah. Shatwan had a little bout, praise the Lamb of God, at the hospital. But we thank God she came out victorious because of prayer. I tell you, people of God, and prayer still working right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Seemingly when you start fasting, praise the Lamb of God, look like you open a Pandora's box. Look like all the hordes of hell come out. And everything start going crazy all around you. Praise the Lamb of God. They're only distractors. Praise the Lamb. They're only delusional distractors that desire, praise the Lamb of God, to break your focus. Yes, break your focus. But I dare you to start praising God and giving God thanks in every circumstance. Praise the Lamb of God. As the scripture tells us to give God thanks in all things. Praise the Lamb of God, to give them thanks, people of God, in all things that we're going through. And you will see, praise the Lamb of God, the enemy take his tail, tuck it, and boogity, 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 boogity the other way. The Bible said if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. Praise the Lamb of God. If you resist him, he will flee from you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I tell you, people of God, if, in fact, praise the Lamb of God, we are going to deal with the devil, we must deal with him on biblical terms. Praise the Lamb of God. on biblical terms, we must deal with him so that the word of God, praise the Lamb of God, can empower our mouth, hallelujah, because it has empowered our spirit because we believe in it, and we can speak the faith talk right on to. And decree some things right over the enemy. Praise the Lamb of God that you will not destroy. Praise the Lamb of God. You will not torment. You will not tear. You see how Jesus dealt with the devil? Praise the Lamb of God. When Satan would come and Satan would possess somebody, praise the Lamb, many times he would want to destroy them even in exiting when Jesus would perform what we call an exorcism or casting them out. Praise the Lamb of God. The devil would want to tear them, praise the Lamb of God, do them bodily harm, and Jesus would command them, I command you not to torment them, I command you not to tear them, and come out, praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because we have authority and power over the devil, praise the Lamb of God. This same authority has been given to you, according to Mark 16 and 16, that these signs will follow them that believe. Hallelujah. You shall cast out demons in my name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So don't allow a demon to become your pet. Don't allow a demon to run around your house. Don't allow a demon to be a rodent around you. Take authority over that scoundrel. Praise the Lamb of God and send him back to his papa. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you guys today. Praise the Lamb. I love you. I bless you. Praise the Lamb. And I am excited about what God is doing in your life. I am excited about what God is doing in your life. Today is our declaration day. We're decreeing and we are declaring the mighty works of God. We're decreeing and declaring the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you something. One of the reasons that a lot of people do not come into the place, praise the Lamb of God, where God has for them is because they give up. Praise the Lamb of God. They give up their pursuit. They give up in being persistent. They give up, praise the Lamb of God, because of the challenges they face. You must have tenacity, people. Praise the Lamb of God. Tenacity, hallelujah, is that tenacious thing, praise the Lamb of God, that causes you to stick to it in spite of, praise the Lamb of God. When you look at one of the old saints, praise the Lamb of God, and you talk to them and they tell you about something they've been enduring for 30 and 40 years, praise the Lamb of God. Mr. Rosie and Father Greer, praise the Lamb of God, were married 58 years, praise, without one separation, without a divorce, 58 years. Tenacity. Did they have arguments? Yes. Tenacity. Did they have fallouts? Yes. Tenacity. Praise the Lamb of God. Stay into it. Praise the Lamb. Somewhere in life, whether it's your job, somewhere, it's going to cause you to have to be tenacious. You're going to have to learn, people of God, that if I give up, I give in. If I give in, I'm going to give out. If I give out, praise the Lamb of God, I end up with nothing. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. You must be able to take some things in this life, people of God. Don't be a softball. Hallelujah. I'll say it again. Don't be a softball. Don't be so timid. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why the Bible tells you to put on the whole armor. Hallelujah. Don't be so soft and sensitive. Praise the Lamb of God that you cannot take what the enemy is throwing at you in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You are on the verge. You are on the periphery of your promise. Praise the Lamb of God. You are in the place that God desires you to be in this season. And you tell the devil to go somewhere and sit on attack because you are not giving up your post. You're not giving up your position. You're not giving up your posture. And you're going to continue, praise the Lamb of God, in the way, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that God is directing you and guiding you in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Whoa, I love Jesus today. I love what he's doing. I love how he's doing it. And I love, praise the Lamb of God, where he's taking us. He is an awesome God. He is an awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God. We serve an awesome God, people of God. We serve a God that loves us. Praise the Lamb of God. We serve a God that cares about us. We serve a God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that will go with us through thick and thin. He promised that he would be there with us in trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. He didn't say we would not have any, but that he would be with us, praise the Lamb of God, in the trouble. And I thank God today, praise the Lamb of God, that our God is no shorter. Grandmama would say he's no shorter than his word. Praise the Lamb of God. And guess what? God has a tall word. Hallelujah. God has a tall word. He's no shorter than his word. Praise the Lamb of God. In other words, God will not back down. He will not give in, and he will not give over. Praise the Lamb of God. He will stand upon his promises, because all of the promises of God are yes. Woo! My Bible said, my old King James says, yes, yea, and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, yea, and amen. All the promises of God. Praise the Lamb of God. As sure as you see the rain fall from the sky to the earth and the snow fall to the ground, so shall my word, praise the Lamb of God, that goes out of my mouth. Hallelujah. It shall not fall. Praise the Lamb of God. It shall not fail, but it shall accomplish that in which I had set it out to, and it will not return to me void. That is the very, praise the Lamb of God, word of God. That is the very word of God, and it will not change, people of God. Hallelujah. Happy Monday to you. I hope and pray that those words will encourage you as you persist these last 24 hours or so in our fast. Praise the Lamb of God, as you give God all right now. Praise the Lamb of God, surrendering, submitting. Praise the Lamb of God for a total takeover, so that God, praise the Lamb of God, can strengthen you in those areas. Praise the Lamb, especially in your faith, in believing that what he has spoken shall shortly come to pass. Some of us are seeing it coming to pass already. Hallelujah. Some of us could testify today of the good things God has done, the good thing God is doing for us. Praise the Lamb of God. And somebody made a song that said, you're next in line. Hallelujah for a miracle. Praise the Lord. It's prayer time. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's prayer time, people of God. And we want to go to the throne of grace today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. We want God to just come and saturate us, praise the Lord, with his power. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. If there's one who would like to volunteer, you can push one on your dial now. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can lead us to the throne of grace. But I'm praying for those in convalescent homes, for those who are sick. Hallelujah. Those who are downtrodden, those who are hurting, those who are suffering. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those, oh my God, who faith is falling. Praise God. Those, hallelujah, are falling by the wayside. Hallelujah. I'm praying for you today. I'm praying for you today. I'm praying for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. We have a volunteer. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Who desires to pray for us today. Those of you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Who it looks like, hallelujah, you're at the end of your rope, and there's nowhere else to turn to, then God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, will step in and do what no one else can do but him. Hallelujah. Who's calling?
Good afternoon. This is Maggie.
Hey, Maggie, how you doing today?
I am fine, and you?
I am blessed of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. You going to lead us to the throne today?
I am. I tuned in a little late today, and you were talking about exactly what I was going to put on the page as a declaration. So I know I'm on the right vein, but what I was going to say is I just decree and declare that my worship or my praise is not contingent upon me, a financial need being met. I have a yet praise for the Lord on this morning.
Hallelujah.
I do, and I just want to tell him thank you and hallelujah, because he is still good, and I walk by faith, not by sight.
My God in heaven, hallelujah.
And I've just made up in my mind that as I'm doing the work of the Lord, if I'm handling his business, he'll handle mine, so I'm praying and I'm pressing.
Right there, that's my attitude right there, man. Hallelujah.
I made up in my mind today, I say all this off time that I have, you know, Lord, if you bless me with the finances, I'm going to go down to this church. I don't care if I got to scrub toilets, if I got to mop floors, and I don't want them to give me a dollar, but what I need comes from the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
That's what I need.
Praise
and it
Lord.
Don't even matter what, you know, and I made up in my mind today that that's just it. As long as I'm doing his, as long as I'm handling his business, he's going to handle mine, so I let it go and let him handle. I'm like, Lord, those are your problems, not mine.
My God. Hallelujah. Well, daughter, come on and pour that faith out on somebody else. Pray for us today. Hallelujah. I love it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. And we thank you, God, for all the things that you've done, oh God. We thank you, God, for a new day, God, and a new week that you have allowed us to see, oh God, because somebody didn't wake up this morning, oh God. Somebody didn't make it past last week, oh God. So we thank you, God, for allowing us to rise again and giving us the opportunity to just approach your throne and to worship you, oh God, and to praise you and for hearing us again in prayer, oh God. We just bless your name, God. We thank you for this time that we spend on Blog Talk Radio, oh God. We thank you, God, for the tenacity that Prophet Shakespeare has in pressing and being obedient to your will, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you've done for, and we will not forget the miracles that you've already shown us, for all the times that you've already come through for us, oh God. We will not forget that. We will not forget all the times that we asked you to do something and you did it, oh God, for the times that you healed our parents, for the times that you saved our children, oh God, for the times that we just called upon your name, God, when there was about to be an accident and there was no accident because we called upon the name Jesus, oh God. You are the same God that you were yesterday. You are that same God today. So we trust you, God. We trust you with all those things that concern us, oh God. We know that you are moved with compassion with those things that concern us. They also concern you, oh God. So I ask you, God, if you would just forgive us, God. Forgive us for those thoughts and those things that we've done that are not pleasing unto you. Forgive us, God, for just wavering in our faith, oh God. Forgive us, God, for just speaking against your word, God, for not even knowing it, but we speak things, God, and we complain and we murmur. Well, that is not what you said that we should do, oh God. We ask you to forgive us for that, oh God. I ask you, God, if you would touch the hearts of your people, oh God, and I ask that you would quicken the faith, the measure of faith that you have given us, God, and that we might stand on your word and that we might walk by faith and not by sight, oh God, and that we would decree your word over our situations, oh God, and that we, in order to decree your word, we got to know your word, oh God. So I ask you, God, if you would just lead your people, God, to your word, to read your word, to study your word, but that they might not only know your word, God, but that they might know you for who you really are, oh God. You are a God of all things, oh God. You are a God of salvation. You are a God of deliverance, oh God. You are a God of healing, oh God. You are also a God of judgment, oh God. So I ask you, God, for a fresh spirit of obedience for your people, oh God, so that we might see your hand move upon our situations, oh God. I ask you, God, if you would just forgive us, God, for walking away, Father, from those things that you have purposed us to do, oh God. I ask you, God, that you would allow us to walk in purpose in this season, oh God, that we would not be wavered, oh God, that we would not go to the right or to the left, we will walk straight, and that we will be in purpose with what you would have us to do, oh God. Let us not look beyond the circle, let us look beyond the circumstances, but let's
Hello.
To what you would have us to be doing in this season. Let us be saying what you would have us to be saying in this season. And I lift up, God, the prisoners, God, those who are all incarcerated at this moment. advantage, oh God. Let them bring in the people to give them a chance, God. We have to stop this cycle, God. And I ask you, God, if you would touch, Father, the criminals who are on the street today, God, if you would touch their hearts, God, and pour your anointing even upon them, God. Send your ministers and your preachers and your evangelists, God. Send your people out in the land, God. Let us just get weary. Weary us for preaching for faith, God. Let us go out and reach the unsaved, oh God. Get us a water, Father, for the people in the street. So that
yes.
people know you, God. So that they can turn away from their ways, oh God. Father, the people who are pulling the treasures against our babies, oh God. We are tired of seeing our children dying in the street. Whether it's our personal families or not, God. It is a plague in America, in our communities, oh God. And I lift that up to you, God. And I ask for direction, God, for the church. I ask you, God, what is it that we should be doing? Where should we be going? What should we be saying? What should we be praying for so that we can see change, oh God? We need change in the earth realm. And we thank you, God, for those people that brought God to heal. The people that you are activating their faith just because I asked you to today, God. You activating their faith, and therefore they are going to see healing. So I thank you, God, for healing their bodies. I thank you for healing diseases, oh God. I thank you, God, for protecting them from the Satan and the unseen dangers. I thank you, God, for fighting the spirit of infirmity that it might not touch your people, oh God. That even if it was, oh God, it won't now, oh God, because their faith has been ignited today, oh God. And I thank you, God, for the power of your presence, oh God. And I just want more of you, oh God. We just want more of you, God. More of your power, more of your anointing, oh God. More relationship, God. Not so that we may be famous, or not so that we may be known, God, but so that we can know that the glory rests in us and on us, oh God. So that as we walk past, people will be healed. The glory will be so sick upon us, oh God. We know that we are men and women of God, and that even the very atmosphere would be changed to the point where they won't even talk around us, and they don't even know why, oh God. We ask for that type of anointing. We ask for that type of glory so that we can change atmospheres, so that we can change company policies, so that we can change businesses, oh God, so that we can change, God, what is not right in the marketplace, oh God. We glory which is upon us, oh God. Show us how. Strengthen us how. Strengthen us, God. So that we might walk worthy of what you're doing in this season, oh God. I thank you, God, for the time that you have allowed us to spend, God. For the people who have lost jobs, who have been pushing into your presence, God. You have called us to that place, and I thank you, God, for all the things that you have taught us in this season, oh God. I thank you, God, for teaching us how to change the very words that we speak. Lean on you, oh God, the source and not the resource, oh God. I thank you, God, for every faith-building experience, oh God. I thank you, God, for the people who you have blessed financially, who are not struggling, who are wealthy, God, in the spirit and financially. I bless your name, God, for what they have. I thank you for the increase. I thank you, God, for everything that you've given them. Thank you, God, because we don't know what it took to get to that place. So I bless your name, God, for those who are not struggling. I bless your name, God, for the businesses and the ambitions. I thank you for what you're doing for the offering. I thank you for how you touch her. I thank you for the increase of promises I replied. I thank you, God, for what you're doing for Brother Shakespeare. I thank you, God, for what you're doing for Angel. And bless your name, God, for your people. Your people, we love you, God. From the smallest to the greatest, God, we just praise your holy name. And we thank you, God, for what you're doing in this season. And we just want to be more like you, oh God. More like you. We want to look like our Father. We want God. We accept it from your hand, oh God, and we say thank you. Thank you, God, for the hand that we have been dealt. Thank you, God, that we count it our joy and we just bless your holy name. We honor you, God, and we magnify you and we bless you, God. We thank you and we feel these prayers in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ. And I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. We just love you all today, God. We love you, God. We honor you and we worship you. We adore you, God. We magnify you and we invite you in, God. We just need more of you, God. More of you, God. We present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you. And we just say, come now, Holy Spirit, come now and take over. We ask for the Holy Ghost to take over today. Hear our agenda, oh God, and let it be your agenda. Let it be your spirit. This is your show. You take over. The call is that you would have to call in. Let them call in, oh God. Let not only by your spirit, oh God, we give it all to you and we just say yes. Yes, God. Holy, 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 Lord, you are holy. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for we invite you in. We thank you for your presence, for your power, for your anointing, for your power, your spirit, God. We say, holy, 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 Lord, you are holy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. 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 Hey, I'm almost here. Yes, I'm there. Yes, I am. I'm almost here.
Praise the Lord, saints of God. We praise God for Majanese. Praise the Lamb of God, McCain, who has led us, hallelujah, to the throne of grace so fervently with fire. Praise the Lamb of God with vigor. Hallelujah. We give praise to God for this outpouring today. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you so much, daughter. Hallelujah, for your sincerity of prayer. Praise God. Boy, I tell you, our intercessors are some intercessors. I'm telling you, people of God. Hallelujah. These men and women of God really touches heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just feel the presence of Lord as she was moving there. Praise the Lamb of God in that prayer. What an awesome, 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 praise the Lamb of God, prayer time we've just had. Hallelujah. People of God, let me say to you, praise the Lamb of God, in this fasting time, praise the Lamb of God, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For we know, praise the Lamb of God, that our labor is not in vain. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that if we do not faint in due season, hallelujah, we shall reap, praise the Lamb of God, the things that God has for us, hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, there's so much I want to share with you. There's so much I want to talk about today, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to our relationship to God and our pressing in, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, praise the Lamb of God. This being Monday, it is our day of decreeing, our day of declarations there on our Facebook page, praise the Lamb of God. But I wanted to ask some people if they would, praise the Lamb of God, if they've been fasting, hallelujah, to just tell us how their fast have been, the challenges and things of this nature, because the lesson that I'm going to teach you is centered around, praise the Lamb of God, fasting and praying today. Praise the Lamb of God. I dealt with it on yesterday. I'm going to give you some tidbits of that message today. Praise the Lamb of God. So if you hear and you say, you know what, there is some certain challenges that arose, or this, that, another, or the enemy did this, praise the Lamb of God, or this happened, or that happened, or I received a breakthrough, if you would like to share today, praise the Lamb of God, you can push 1 on your dial. Hallelujah. And we will entertain what you have to say to us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know it was crazy the other night, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, when Valerie, praise the Lamb of God, Carolyn and myself was in the back office, praise the Lamb of God, and right one behind another, praise the Lamb of God, incidents were jumping off. Praise, we've never had that to happen before, that three, praise the Lamb of God, of us in the back office was going through a trauma all at the same time, praise the Lamb of God. Then I looked on the page, and then it was there. Then I looked in the intercessor's back office, and it was there, praise the Lamb of God. And I just looked up and said, Lord, what is going on? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Carolyn was in an emergency room. Praise the Lamb of God. Valerie was on her way to the emergency room. Praise the Lamb of God. I was handling a death situation and all of this kind of stuff. And I was just saying, Lord, what is going on? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you enter into a place of fasting, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because you are dealing in the spiritual realm, you excite spirits, people of God, and we must understand that, praise the Lamb of God, that you are battling spirits. You're not battling flesh. You are battling spirits, praise the Lamb of God. And many times the enemy moves in a way, praise the Lamb of God, to bring you to the place of faltering in your fast so that you will just give up and say, what's the sense, praise the Lamb of God? Why deal with it, praise the Lamb, when everything is falling apart anyway? It takes the mature believer, the mature mind, praise the Lamb of God, to maintain and hold on in their walk, praise the Lamb of God, in their position of fasting, praise the Lamb of God. I have seen marriages destroyed during fast periods. I have seen churches destroyed during fast periods. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you the honest God truth. Praise the Lamb of God, because of the spirits, praise the Lamb of God, realm that becomes open, and somebody, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is not doing what they're supposed to be doing in that fast time. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And so they open their spirit up in this fast time, but what do you allow in? Hallelujah. Watch this, what I just taught you now. You open your spirit up when you're fasting. Praise the Lamb of God. Your spirit is wide open. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Your flesh is very vulnerable, but your spirit is open. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And if the Holy Ghost, praise the Lamb of God, is not indwelling you, yeah, praise the Lamb of God, then you have a door wide open to the enemy. Praise the Lamb of God. We must come to the place of understanding the devices, praise the Lamb of God, and the subtlety of the enemy and how he works, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I used to sit and just meditate on and think, how in the world, praise the Lamb of God, the man who brought his son to Jesus that was possessed with the demon, how did the demon get in the boy? He wasn't born in him. Praise the Lamb of God. How did the demon get access? Praise the Lamb of God. It's evident this man was Jewish. How did the demon, praise the Lamb of God, get access, hallelujah, to the young man? What was he exposed to? Praise the Lamb of God. What was he exposed to that allowed, praise the Lamb of God, his spirit to be so open? Praise the Lamb of God. What was not instilled in him as a child? What was not taught to him? What was not given to him? Praise the Lamb of God, as a boy growing up in his father's home, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that he was in this condition, praise the Lamb. People of God, I tell you, hallelujah, when there are vacancies, the devil will try to occupy where there is a vacancy. The Bible even tells us, praise the Lamb of God, when the demon, praise the Lamb of God, departs from an individual, it dwells in desolate places. And when it cannot find a new home, praise the Lamb of God, it goes back to where it came. Hallelujah. From the house that it just left, it goes back. And then when he sees it's garnished and clean, Look at this, garnished and clean, which means unoccupied. He go and get seven more demons, worse, praise the Lamb of God, than he is, and they come in, and that person's end is worse than it was, praise the Lamb of God, when they just had the one demon. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The vacancy is, hallelujah, the lack of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Because the demon can't come in where the Holy Ghost is. Come on, talk to me now. The demon can't come in if the Holy Ghost is in you. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're filled with the Spirit, then the demon cannot come in. Praise the Lamb of God. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, praise, help me up, somebody. And you're going through, praise the Lamb of God, all of these, praise the Lamb of God, demonic visitations and things of this nature, praise the Lamb of God. Maybe Satan is trying to get access, praise the Lamb of God, into your place, praise the Lamb of God, and into your life so he can work havoc because he knows that you are unguarded, praise the Lamb of God. You don't have the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God. You are not filled with the Spirit of the Lord. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. People of God, you look around and all of this activity is going on in our schools, all these killings and stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. You must be aware that there's a demon afoot. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Possessing these people to do these sinister things that they're doing. It is getting worse and worse and worse. Praise the Lamb of God. When you look at the news and what have you, it's getting worse and worse and worse because there's more people. Do you know when Jesus came on the scene, praise the Lamb of God, demons were sitting up in church. Yeah, that's right. When Jesus went into the temples, he inquired, he encountered demons, praise the Lamb of God, more than once. Sitting right up there in the church, praise the Lamb of God. When people are void of the Spirit of God, hallelujah. When people have been exposed to satanic systems, satanic operations, praise the Lamb of God, things that are fostered by, praise the Lamb of God, the devil, and we get engaged in them, and we play these willy-nilly games, praise the Lamb of God, during the weekend we want to go to church, and during the week, praise the Lamb of God, we want to live like hell, then you're playing in and out, praise the Lamb of God. One scripture that I hold to more than the rest is the abiding presence. If you abide in me, praise the Lamb of God, and my word abide in you. Hallelujah. That's the protector right there. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We have to be in the place, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, where the Word of God is abiding in us, and the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, abides in us, and we're protected. Praise the Lamb of God. I've seen people go on fast, praise the Lamb of God. Whoa, boy, when I was pastor in a new community, we went on a 30-day fast, and let me tell you something. People was acting like snakes in the services on Sundays and what have you. I was casting out more demons, praise the Lamb of God, and people, I did not eat. Let me tell you something. And I didn't even know they had them. I was shocked, praise the Lamb of God, in my early years of pastoring at these people that was possessed by devils. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We had one incident that the woman started climbing the wall. Praise the Lamb of God, right there at our church. Praise the Lamb of God, right there at the church. She started climbing the wall and growling. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I stood fast on the Word of God. I knew I was empowered. Praise the Lamb of God. I know what God has given me. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must come to a place and understand that, people of God. Hallelujah. That we cannot walk around unprotected, praise the Lamb of God. The Word of God, hallelujah, will cover us, hallelujah, as we walk in faith in the Word, praise the Lamb of God. The Spirit of God will cover us, praise the Lamb of God, in all that belongs to you. as you walk in faith, praise the Lamb of God, in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You can cover your house. You can cover your children. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But when you willfully expose them to satanic systems and they sitting up watching the craft and all of this witchcraft and these demonic television programs that we, these Harry Potters and all of this kind of stuff that we expose them to, praise the Lamb of God, and then they start acting strange on us, you have exposed them to it, praise the Lamb of God. You paid the bill for the cable. You rented the movie, praise the Lamb. We must come to a place of understanding, praise the Lamb of God, what holiness really is. Hallelujah. It is a separation. Praise the Lamb of God. It is a separation. Hallelujah. It is a set aside for God's use. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God's use only. Praise the Lamb. Okay. I wanted to share that with you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I ain't going no deeper than that. Praise the Lamb of God. Because somebody has gone off on a tangent moment. I just want to drop that in your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Because there's so many of us, hallelujah, that don't have answers for all of this ungodly and wicked activity that we're seeing. And you must understand, people of God, hallelujah, that these people are possessed by the devil. Praise the Lamb of God. And you just don't wake up one morning and just grab a Uzi or something and say, I'm going to the school and just take out everybody. You just don't wake up thinking like that in the mornings. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't like what the teacher said to me yesterday, so I'm going to kill everybody in the school. You don't wake up in the morning thinking like that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, children. Praise the Lamb of God. Hear the prophet today. Praise the Lamb. Saturate your grounds with prayer. Hallelujah. Invite the Lord Jesus in. Praise the Lamb of God. I stood right here in my place. Praise the Lamb of God the other night since we've been fasting. Hallelujah. I just stood firm and I said in the spirit. Hallelujah. I said, if there's any spirit in this place, hallelujah, I command you to go in Jesus' name. This is the place, hallelujah, where God lives. This is Bethel. Praise the Lamb of God. And I lifted my hands and said, blow in this place, Holy Spirit. Every crook, every cranny, praise the Lamb of God, of this place belongs to you because I'm in here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You don't know what people be carrying when they come through your door either. Praise the Lamb of God. You better watch. You better set a watch. Praise the Lamb of God and observe and discern what's being brought through your door. Praise the Lamb who's coming in your house, because they will leave a spirit there. Praise the Lamb of God. Spirit of confusion. You're somebody come to your house, praise the Lamb of God, and when they leave, your children can't get along with each other. You'll be wondering, why are they bickering and fighting? A spirit, praise the Lamb of God, has been released. Hallelujah. They've been exposed to a spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What's wrong with this kid? This kid went away for the weekend and come back, talking back, flipped everything. Can't nobody chime in like, wow, you only been gone a day. Exposed to a spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lord. Y'all know I'm right. Praise the Lamb. Praise God. I just wanted to share with you. Praise the Lamb of God. You have to be careful in those areas. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, we had a wonderful, wonderful high praise time. Boy, and we prophesied, praise the Lamb of God, yesterday to so many. Hallelujah, that was around the altar there. Praise the Lamb. As a matter of fact, I can't even remember any of the prophecies that came forth. I was just in a place. Praise the Lamb. Sometimes I get like that. I be in a place. Hallelujah. And it was right after the word of God went forth and we had an altar call. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. We created that presto. Glory to God. We created that pressed on, praise the Lamb of God. And that pressed on, hallelujah, caused, hallelujah, amen, a hurricane to come through there. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, I ain't going to say a hurricane. Let's just say, praise the Lamb, a baby tornado came through there, hallelujah, of the Spirit, and moved mightily, praise the Lamb of God, in the house and released that prophetic flow. And we thank God for that. But I wanted to give you all, hallelujah, some of the Word of God and that we dealt with, praise the Lamb of God, on yesterday, because it was so fruitful, praise the Lamb of God, to those that were there. In the fourth chapter of Matthew, I want you to get your Bible and read this with me. Praise the Lamb, if you don't mind, praise the Lamb, if you can. You're at work, I know some of you are there, praise the Lamb. But, you know, sometimes I'm led to give you something, praise, that I know that's going to help you and carry you, praise the Lamb of God, through some situations and some circumstances that you might be dealing with. In the fourth chapter, praise the Lamb of God, of Matthew, in these first few verses here, praise God, is what we want to read. It says, then was Jesus driven by the Spirit, or the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, into the wilderness to be tried or tested, praise the Lamb of God. Tempted is the best word, by the devil, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hunger. Praise the Lamb of God, or hungry. Either one of the words will go there. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, hallelujah, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. By every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. I talked about yesterday, praise the Lamb, in our series on the promise. You know, I'm doing this series going up to Resurrection Sunday, praise the Lamb of God, on the price of your promise. Praise the Lamb of God, the price of your promise. Now, if you don't mind me, praise the Lamb of God, I hope all of you are in a place of listening, praise the Lamb of God, and I don't have to do ringing bells and all that to get you to be attentive. The majority of you are here with me every day. Praise the Lamb of God. I just want to give you some tidbits here that's going to take you to a place, praise the Lamb of God, and help you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God in your dealings, in your prayer life, your fast life. Praise the Lamb of God, your dealings with the enemy. Now, number one, praise the Lamb of God, this was right behind Jesus' baptism. Praise the Lamb of God. We always look at the context of a chapter, the context of the verse that comes before it. Praise the Lamb of God. It gives you a lot of understanding of what's taking place, and it opens up your mind to greater revelation. So the context of chapter 4 is chapter 3, praise the Lamb of God. So when I looked in chapter 3, I see Jesus is baptized, praise the Lamb of God. He's been baptized by John in the Jordan, praise the Lamb of God. And then it says, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that he is, praise the Lamb of God, driven. The word, the original word is driven. Driven and led is two different things. Praise the Lamb of God. The word that really should be there is compelled. Praise the Lamb of God, by the Spirit. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord into the wilderness. Now, you notice when Jesus comes, this is what we call the initiation of Jesus' public ministry. Praise the Lamb of God, in preparation of the final preparation was baptism. Praise the Lamb of God. And the wilderness experience where he was tempted by the devil. Praise the Lamb of God. It was his baptism. Praise God. Which allows us to know two things. Three things. Number one, you can't go without preparation. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to be prepared, hallelujah, for your destiny. You need to be prepared, praise the Lamb of God, for the prophetic path that God has set for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Every child of God has a prophetic path. Do you? If you don't, it just means you're not predestined. Praise the Lamb of God. If you have not been predestined according to the Word of God, Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then you can live your life any way you want to, do anything you want to, this, that, another, and walk around just living and doing and living and doing because you have no purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. In your own eyes, not in the eyes of God, in your own eyes. Praise God. So God just used you as a filler. Praise the Lamb of God. Or as an extra on the stage. You're an extra. Praise the Lamb of God. But when you recognize that you're predestined, praise the Lamb of God, that level of consciousness alone drives you to a place, watch this, people of God, to enter into prayer to find out your purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. I love people, praise the Lamb, who have found their purpose, and I love people who are seeking their purpose. I love people who recognize that they have a purpose, praise the Lamb of God, even though they may not know their purpose. They know, praise the Lamb of God, that there's something they're supposed to be doing. Praise the Lamb of God. And they have the mindset, praise the Lamb of God, to see what that purpose is. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. Once you recognize your purpose, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, you must be baptized in the Spirit of God. Praise the Lamb of God. He was baptized by water. We know that is the biblical recipe, praise the Lamb of God, for salvation. Repent and be baptized. We know that. Praise. But something extra happened at the baptism. Heaven opened. Praise the Lamb of God. A dove descended, right? Praise the Lamb of God. The voice of God spoke. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is at the same place in the same time. Praise the Lamb of God. I mean, there's a manifestation here. Praise the Lamb of God. God speaks and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. The Holy Ghost lights upon him, praise the Lamb of God, in the form of a dove, praise the Lamb, showing the very presence. Woo! Lord have mercy. Showing the very presence of God. Hallelujah. The embodiment, praise the Lamb of God, of the Spirit of God being placed upon Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb, the Lord of glory, for the ministry and the destiny that is set before him. Praise the Lamb. A lot of people don't wait till they're empowered before they go. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. On their prophetic journey. A lot of us, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, must make sure that we have received the power of the Holy Ghost. Tarry in Jerusalem. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Until the Holy Ghost comes. Till the promise comes. So, praise the Lamb of God, what, right? That's the word of God. Hallelujah. And you shall be witnesses unto me in this day and forth. So now, praise the Lamb of God. Number two, watch this now. When this happens to him, praise the Lamb of God, he is empowered, praise the Lamb of God, part of the preparation. Now he's entering into the path, praise the Lamb of God, of his greatest temptations, praise the Lamb of God, and the purging away of the flesh, this 40 days, praise the Lamb of God. Now, you got to remember this, people of God. Jesus was a man. Now, we're going to get into some deepness, some you may have never heard before. Jesus was the man. Christ was the God in him. I'll say it again. Jesus was the man. Christ was the God in him. The Christos anointing. Christ was before the world was. Jesus wasn't. Hallelujah. The spirit in you was before the world was, but your body wasn't. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So now, since this is truth, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, when he enters in, praise the Lamb of God, his flesh has to be mortified for the ministry that's set before. A lot of in this Prophet Shakespeare, I'm throwing my hat in first to say amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not shooting at anybody. I'm talking about me too. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not shooting at anybody. I'm talking about me too. But this is one of the problems of ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. That this process did not take place before we entered the ministry. That we were not purged of our flesh. Praise the Lamb of God. That our flesh was not mortified. Praise. You know, I'm just telling you, nobody said, hey, this is what you need to do if you're going on this journey. If you're going to enter into public ministry, If you're going to do the will of God, you need to mortify that flesh, to bring your thoughts under subjection. Bring your flesh under subjection. Bring your cravings under subjection. Praise the Lamb of God and allow your spirit man to flourish. Nobody told me this. Nobody spoke this to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Nobody trained me in that area. So now, praise the Lamb of God, instead of me drawing away from, I'm trying to get with people. Praise the Lamb. I'm trying to get in the sink. I'm trying to get to the places because I want to preach and stuff. I want to do, praise the Lamb of God, what I'm called to do, not knowing that that was an area, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, I had the Holy Ghost, but that was an area, praise the Lamb of God, in my life. Boy, I tell you, the devil don't want me to tell y'all this. Praise the Lamb. Y'all see that? Just cut me off for no reason. I haven't touched the mic, nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. Just cut me off. See, that's the way the devil operates. When it does not want you, praise the Lamb of God, to get a hold, hallelujah, to what the Lord is dealing with. Praise the Lamb. But I know where I was at, and Satan, the devil is a lie, prince of the air. I bind you, praise the Lamb of God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, since my flesh was not, praise the Lamb of God, I made a lot of mistakes. Praise the Lamb of God. I made a lot of mistakes with my flesh. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, I did. A whole bunch of mistakes with my flesh because my flesh was not under subjection. Here we see Jesus 40 days. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A lot of you have heard the call. A lot of you, praise the Lamb of God, recognize the calling that's on your life. And for some reason or another, God has not allowed you to get into that mode of ministry training and this, that, and another. You better listen to the prophet today. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to be getting your flesh under subjection. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to be bringing you under subjection, not the devil, you. Praise the Lamb of God, bringing you under subjection. All the conquest that Jesus did here in the wilderness over the devil was only because his flesh was under subjection. When the devil shows up, his flesh is under subjection. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He has mortified his flesh. His flesh had already been crucified. Praise the Lamb of God. He had already crucified his flesh. 40 days and 40 nights without water or meat. You ain't got nothing to live on but your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you must remember at the end of this pericope or storyline, angels had to come minister to him. Hallelujah. To get him back together. That's how close to physical death he was. Praise the Lamb of God, from the 40 days and the 40 nights of mortifying that flesh. Once your flesh get under subjection, praise the Lamb of God, then you're able to walk in ministry, praise the Lamb of God, on a different level. All of us, I can go down the line, praise the Lamb of God, teacher, preacher, apostle, prophet, praise the Lamb of God, evangelist, teacher, deacon, administrator, choir member, choir director, usher, praise the Lamb of God, helps in the kitchen, praise the Lamb of God, janitor, praise custodian for the church. I line everybody up. Where is your greatest struggle? In your flesh, and you know it, and I know it. Praise the Lamb of God. Whether you give over to it or not, that's where you fight at more than anywhere. Praise the Lamb of God. It's in your flesh. Your flesh desires, praise the Lamb of God. The fleshly desires of what your flesh want, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So you have to come to a place of setting your desires, praise the Lamb of God, your fleshly desires under subjection. How do we do that? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. By taking on the mind of the Almighty. In our rendition, it says, having the mind of Christ, being transformed by the renewing of the mind. Praise the Lamb of God. Understanding the mind of God. Understanding the mind of Christ. That's where he reveals his mind at, by us taking on the mind of Christ. Let this same mind, hallelujah, that was in Christ Jesus, let it allow this mind to be in you. Y'all know this good stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this now. So now, praise the Lamb of God. We got these two things working for us here. Praise the Lamb. Here is Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, driven into the wilderness for 40 days, praise the Lamb of God, and 40 nights, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To be tempted, it says, of the devil, to be tested, to be tried, praise the Lamb of God, by the devil. Now, some people look at this and say, why would God want his son to be tempted? Why would God want his son to be tested? Why would God want Jesus to be tried? Praise the Lamb of God. That really, praise the Lamb of God, Satan qualifies you, praise the Lamb of God, for your level of anointing. Oops, praise the Lamb of God. Satan qualifies you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for what you can and will, can and cannot do, praise the Lamb of God, as it comes, it results in, praise the Lamb of God, the kingdom of God. Because you, if you can't handle the devil, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, then you can't handle the position God puts you in, hallelujah. If you got to be able to handle the devil, praise the Lamb. You must be able to deal with this, with Satan, praise God, hallelujah. You must be able to deal with the temptations, hallelujah. And so, praise the Lamb of God, here it is that Jesus is here, praise the Lamb, being tempted of the devil, hallelujah, which is exactly where the Father wanted him to be. He wanted this, praise the Lamb of God, because in this tempting, in this testing, in this trial, is triumph, praise the Lamb of God. If you can overcome this, praise the Lamb of God. Now your rendition may not say this because you got these newer renditions, you know, and they keep changing the words and everything, trying to give it a more English understanding to write and so it can read. But the old King James Version, praise the Lamb of God, the first translation of this, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, says, when Jesus left out of the wilderness, when you read the end of the story here, the storyline, it's saying the devil troubled him no more. That's what it said. And the devil troubled him no more. Well, don't you want to get to a place of no more devil trouble? Uh-oh, somebody's shouting on that one. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't you want to get to a place where the devil in hell know he can't do nothing to you? That he cannot tempt you? That he cannot make you fall? That he cannot make you give up your post? That he cannot make you defer, praise the Lamb, or detour, hallelujah, from the path that God has put you in? Don't you wish you could do that? Praise the Lamb of God. This is what happened with Jesus in these 40 days, praise the Lamb of God, and 40 night victory over the enemy, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, somebody here wanted, I know somebody wanted, praise the Lamb. Some other people ain't gonna even don't want to be challenged in this area. They don't even want to talk about it, praise the Lamb of God, because some of us like having sin as a pet. I said it. Some of us enjoy having sin as a pet. It's all right. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what we say for a little sin to be in your life. Praise the Lamb. We enjoy a little sin. But some of us want to be more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave his life for us. Somebody really want to be like Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody want to be the overcomer. Praise the Lamb. Somebody want to walk in the newness of life to the extent, praise the Lamb of God. When the devil look at you, he says, can't do nothing to him. Demons, come on back. Find somebody else to mess with, because this guy, praise the Lamb of God, I have tried him on every side, and he has overcome. He has not faltered, and he's not going to falter. He's not going to fail his God. Praise the Lamb of God. He has decided to make Jesus his choice, and he has made Jesus his choice, and him in the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, him in the Word of God is one. Praise the Lamb of God. You must come to understand that, people of God, hallelujah, that you can become one, praise the Lamb of God, in the Trinity. You can merge yourself right in through Christ Jesus. If Christ is in you and you are in Christ, praise the Lamb of God, then you are part, praise the Lamb of God, of the Godhead. You are part, praise the Lamb of God, participating in, praise the Lamb of God, the presence and the power of God. It's indwelling you, praise the Lamb of God. And God will use you in that manner. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed he will. Praise the Lamb. Let me continue on here. Hallelujah. You must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of seeing, hallelujah, that even in what I'm talking about here, praise them, just what I'm talking about here, that Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, was just as human as you were. Praise the Lamb of God. Or as you are, as we are. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus is just as human as you are. Praise the Lamb of God in this text. When he goes in the wilderness, he didn't go there with super muscles and nothing, no. He went in there, praise the Lamb of God, a man being tempted of the devil. Praise the Lamb of God. When he went in that wilderness, praise God, watch this now. Watch this now. Get your Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. We there now. I just want to show you, hallelujah, what the purpose of this was, what it was for. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your testing has a purpose. Your test and your trial has purpose, people of God. Hallelujah. The devil ain't just messing with you to mess with you. God is using that. God could put a force field around you, and the devil could never touch you. Praise the Lamb. You don't believe me? Read the story of Job. Read the story of Job. Praise the Lamb of God. When Job went into the presence of the Lord, hallelujah, and he told the Lord, I've been to and fro through the earth, the Lord asked him, have you considered my servant Job? He said, I considered him, but you blessed him so. Praise the Lamb of God, that he won't bow. I've considered him, but you put a fence around him. Hallelujah. That I can't touch him. I can't touch his children. I can't do nothing that concerns him. But if you would remove the hedge from around him. I mean, it's right there in your Bible. God could hedge you in if he wanted to. Praise the Lamb of God. The old people used to sing it. Jesus be a fence all around me every day. Oh, somebody know that song. Pray as I travel along the way. They wanted Jesus to be the hedge and the fence around them every day. God could do that. Hallelujah. But the testing of your faith is necessary in your development. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The testing of your faith is necessary. You dealing with the devil is necessary. Hallelujah. In your growth and your development, praise the Lamb of God, on the road, hallelujah, of triumph that for the victories that God has for you, praise the Lamb of God, that he desires for you to have. Watch this now. Then Jesus was led in the wilderness, led by the Spirit, driven by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, there is something there that you need to take note of. Praise the Lamb of God. When Jesus, hallelujah, is in this wilderness 40 days, 40 nights. Praise the Lamb. I can ask him, do you think if his flesh was mortified, all of us will say yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But he had a physical condition. Hallelujah. He was hungry. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, watch this now. This stands out. Hallelujah. Now, you know, those of us who have fasted for long periods of time and have done cold turkey fasts, such as, you know, no food, just liquids, you know, praise the Lamb of God, if you're just going to do water especially, one of, praise the Lamb of God, the physiological changes that your body goes through, praise the Lamb of God, takes you through a period of headaches. Praise, yes, sir. Now, Jesus in the wilderness, ain't no store there to go get some Tylenol, praise the Lamb of God, something like that to relieve that headache, or, you know, this, that, another. So when you see this, praise the Lamb of God, you say, my God, hallelujah. The Bible said he was hungry. The Bible didn't say he had a headache. That's another level of temptation, praise the Lamb of God. He had conquered that one, hallelujah. We all know that have went on 30-day fasts, 21-day fasts, praise the Lamb of God, especially those of us who have really mortified our flesh. Hallelujah. One word about what can I eat next. Praise, okay, I had this for, so this is going to set aside for lunch, and this is going to be, no, I'm talking about those of us who just said, you know what, praise the Lamb of God. I went, let me see, the other day I went 12 to 13 hours, praise the Lamb of God. Well, really, longer than that, I went from the time I went to bed, praise the Lamb of God, which let's just say midnight, praise the Lamb of God, all the way till 8 or 9 o'clock the next night without eating, praise the Lamb of God, the other day. Hallelujah. Didn't eat nothing, praise the Lamb, only drunk water. So now, praise the Lamb of God, watch this now. That's because your mind ain't on eating when you're fasting, praise the Lamb of God. Your mind is not on eating. The conditions of your body cause you to say, I better eat a little something just because of what I have to do, praise the Lamb of God. Something of that nature. But you ain't sitting around just wondering what you can eat. You're not fasting. You're on a diet that you're watching. Praise the Lamb of God. Because the Word of God in your prayer life absorbs, praise the Lamb of God, that your desire, praise the Lamb of God, for the food. I'm trying to bless you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. But Jesus, at a point, it said he was hungry. Now, that's a great temptation. Praise the Lamb of God. That's a great spot for the devil to come in, praise the Lamb of God, is when you're hungry. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about hungry for anything. When your appetite, praise the Lamb of God, is at its peak, you are hungry, praise the Lamb. Jesus was hungry, praise the Lamb. He didn't deny himself 40 days. Looked like he would be beyond the hunger stage, but he was hungry. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And you got the people of God, you know, we don't want to give Jesus the credit for being a man. Hallelujah. But you got to understand that in that wilderness, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He received no divine assistance to the end. Hallelujah. God allowed him to go through this. You got to remember what Isaiah says in Isaiah 53. It pleased God to bruise him. Read it, praise the Lamb of God. It pleased God to bruise him. Hallelujah. When God considered him, it pleased him to do it. Praise him. It's right there in your Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, when we see this, he's hungry, the devil comes, and I'm saying it this way, I'm putting emphasis here, because all of us doing a fast, praise the Lamb of God, our appetite for something raises. Praise the Lamb of God. Your appetite raises for something. It may not be food. Praise the Lamb of God. It may be something else. Hallelujah. That you start desiring real strong. Praise the Lamb of God. And the woman tell you why? Because it's as if, praise the Lamb of God, whatever that is hanging over a cliff. Hallelujah. And it doesn't want to die. Praise the Lamb of God. So it's screaming. Hallelujah, in your flesh. Your flesh is screaming for it. Praise the Lamb of God. Whatever that is, your flesh is screaming for it. Praise that this is what I want. Praise the Lamb of God. And it does not want to die to it. Praise the Lamb. It does not want to succumb. It does not want to submit. Praise the Lamb of God. It will just nag you. Jesus is at a point where hunger, praise the Lamb of God, seems like, to me, it resurfaces, because he has dealt with hunger across 40 days. He had to deal with hunger already. Praise the Lamb of God. But something resurfaces here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And he's hungry, and look what Satan says to him. Right? It's right there in your Bible. Look what Satan says to him when the tempter comes. Hallelujah. You're going to read it. He says to him, hey, why don't you turn these stones to bread? Praise the Lamb of God. And you got to remember, when they made bread in that day and time, in his historical cultural setting, praise the Lamb of God, they didn't make bread in loaves like we have it now. Their breads looked like stones. Praise the Lamb of God. They were the color of stones, with that dust over them, that floury dust over them, because that's the way they made bread. And they made it in a lump, and then they broke it and tore it and passed it around. Some of you have saw, praise the Lamb, ancient pictures. You've seen those round pieces of bread or odd shape pieces of bread, praise the Lamb of God. And so the stones around him, those huge stones, praise the Lamb of God, in egg-shaped or what have you, favored bread. He said, turn these stones. He wasn't just pointing out stones, praise for no particular reason. They favored the bread, praise the Lamb of God. So he was putting emphasis on that. Hallelujah. They favored the bread. Hallelujah. Now watch this. There's only one thing that I believe that held Jesus on, that he did not falter right here, praise the Lamb of God. And that was because of the fact he knew his assignment, praise the Lamb of God. It was number two, he knew why he was in the wilderness, praise the Lamb of God. See, it's one thing, praise the Lamb of God, for us to go on a fast, hallelujah, and know the components of the fast that we're going to have to deal with. It's another thing, praise the Lamb of God, for you to go on the fast and you don't even consider that the devil coming. You might not make it through your fast because you didn't even consider that the devil was coming, praise the Lamb of God. You didn't even consider that the tempter was coming to tempt you. So you faltered, praise the Lamb of God, because you didn't even consider. Because if you had known the thief was coming, praise the Lamb of God, you would have prepared for him. That's the word of God now. Shakespeare didn't make that up, praise the Lamb of God. That's the word of God. Somebody ought to be hollering, teach, prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you know something is going to avail, you prepare for it. I know it's going to rain. What do? I know it's going to rain today. I can look outside and tell it's going to rain. Well, let me take my rain cap. Let me take this. And I ain't going to wear, I wanted to wear that coat. It goes so well, but I'm going to wear this coat because it's water repellent. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what you do. You prepare for it. Hallelujah. So Jesus had prepared himself, praise the Lamb of God, for the devil. He knew the devil was coming. Hallelujah. It may have been why 40 days, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this now. 40 days is the time that the children of Israel was in the wilderness before they went into the promised land. 40 days. Praise the Lamb of God. 40 days was the time that Moses stayed up in the mountain with God without bread and meat. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When he saw the backside of God. What was Moses up there doing? Being mortified and didn't even know it. Praise the Lamb of God. His flesh was being mortified, but he was in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. That sustained him, that he was in the presence of God. But there was no food there for him. 40 days he was up in the mountains. Hallelujah, in the holy mount of God. 40 years it took them to come across to enter into their promise. So for the promise manifestation and the promise of glorification, Moses received the glorification. The children of Israel received the manifestation of the promise. Praise the Lamb. Jesus had to get them both. Hallelujah. So he's 40 days in the wilderness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Because he had to pay the price for the promise. Praise the Lamb. He's there for that purpose. He knows the purpose. When you don't lose focus of your purpose, praise the Lamb of God, and you consider, who goes on a journey without considering, praise the Lamb, what you're going to need on your journey, what you might need for your journey. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm not driving from here to Mississippi without a spare tire. I'm not driving from here to Mississippi without getting my oil changed and getting the car checked and getting the tires checked to make sure they're not bald and to make sure that the pressure is right in it for the weight I'm carrying. Not Shakespeare. That's crazy to just jump in the car in the morning and say, come on, go down south. Have you had the car checked? You bound, praise the Lamb of God, to run into some trouble. Hallelujah. You ain't changed the oil in 6 months, and you just jumping on the highway. All right, praise the Lamb. When your engine lock up on you somewhere down the road, talk to me. You ain't, your car is 8 years old. You ain't never changed your transmission fluid or anything of that. You're not prepared for the journey. Praise the Lamb of God. You may make it, but you're not prepared for it. Praise the Lamb of God. We must consider these things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is why we falter, because we don't praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I hear people say, I'm going on a fast, and they're not on a fast. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must consider your enemy. Praise the Lamb of God. What is Satan going to throw at me on this fast? Can I handle it? Praise the Lamb of God. Because I know darn well, praise the Lamb of God, somebody coming through the door with some donuts. Here comes some chocolate. Here comes some lasagna. Here comes something, praise the Lamb, that I know I like to feed my flesh with. Praise the Lamb. Here comes some of my favorite something. Hallelujah. You must understand the tactics of your enemy, praise the Lamb of God, to throw you off balance. Praise God, to throw you off balance. You know, somebody, I was just talking to one of my old friends, haven't saw Lieutenant Willis in years and years. As a matter of fact, we was just texting each other, and they told me he was going on a fast, praise the Lord, and I was talking to him, and they said, what do you think I should do for these 3 days? What should I give up? I said, everything. And the text came back, everything? I said, yeah, give up everything. No food, nothing but water for 3 days, if you're going to just do 3 days. And they said, why? I said, how bad do you want it? And then they came back and replied, wow, I didn't consider that. How are you going to consider the fast without considering how bad you want? Praise the Lamb of God, what you're fasting for. Hallelujah. How bad do you want it? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some of us are just groupies, and we want to just be in the group. Praise the Lamb of God, and say, okay, I'm fasting. I'm fasting with everybody. You're not fasting. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're not engaged in prayer, if you're not pressing into to the presence of God, if you're not in the Word, you're not fasting. Praise the Lamb of God. You're not meditating on the things of God. You're not fasting. You're dieting. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 240.
Hey, Prophet. It's Denise. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just want to tell you, you are so on point. Last week, we talked a bit, and we talked about fasting, and I mentioned to you that I believe that you should teach on fasting, and here's why. We don't count the cost, and I told you most churches aren't teaching the members how to fast, and as you were sitting and you were beginning, and we talked about sparing that I'm demonic, but what we have to realize, there are things, there are spiritual things that we will only get when we fast and pray. And most of the time, we diet and call it a fast.
Yeah.
Because we'll give up, we'll abstain from, but we won't read the Word of God. We won't go in a time of meditation. We entertain demonic stuff by not committing ourselves wholeheartedly to a fast. We'll say, oh, I'll give up sweet tea, or I'll give up chocolate, or I'll give up certain foods. But while we call ourselves fasting, but I'm going to say it's a diet. And I'm going to be the first one to say that I've committed myself to fasting, but realize it's only been a diet because I haven't spent the time with the Lord. I haven't. I may look at the scripture that morning and kind of go back and forth, but I can give up whatever. But if I fail to go back and pray and seek the face of God or press in further, then I'm just dieting.
You're right.
And the word says some things only come by prayer and fasting.
That's right.
So we have to give up that, or we have to get into a place that we can pray more. If we're praying three times a day on a regular day without giving up something, that's great. But how much more should we be praying when we are fasting?
My God in heaven, and that's exactly what I'm saying, Denise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I went to this home going, and what was it? Friday night was, you know, the wake, and they asked me to close out in prayer. And I prayed, not knowing to me that I'm in this fast and I've been praying so intense. Denise, when I finished praying, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, I went on about my business. The other guy went on and gave the benediction. The director of the funeral home, I said, could you come with me for a minute? I said, yes, sir. And I walked through these doors with him down this corridor. He led me into another room, anointed me, another funeral was going on, and said, please pray that prayer here. Please. Could you pray like that here? And it hit me. I'm saying, wow. It's only because of the place that I'm in right now that the anointing is radiating from me that's strong. And the whole entire weekend, people were coming up to me, talking to me about my prayers.
Oh.
Wow, you can pray. Lord, have mercy. I'm very serious. A man even walked up to me, and I even know, and said, I believe I've been called into the ministry, and I can tell by the way you pray that you're serious, and I just want to talk to you because I haven't never talked to anybody about it. But I know God called me when I was a little boy, but I'm scared to talk about it. People of God, I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God, when you in a real fast, it shows, and I'm not talking about because your breath don't smell good, this, that, or another. I'm talking about, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We should be, Denise, the scripture says in, I believe, chapter 4 of Acts, chapter 4, 5, 6, somewhere in there, after they had, the magistrates had got a hold to some of the disciples and they was questioning them, it said they knew they were unlearned men. They knew it because of their speech. But they also knew that they had been with Jesus.
Right.
They knew they had been with Jesus. When you come out of fasting and praying, somebody ought to know you've been with Jesus.
Right.
Something ought to be different about you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I ain't talking about your weight, too. Because when most people come out of fast, that's all they talking about. I lost 3 inches. I lost 20 pounds, I lost this because you was dieting. That's what you were supposed to lose.
Okay.
You lose the demon that's in your son.
Right. But this is the other thing. Earlier when you were talking, the scripture says we wrestle not with flesh and blood. So we got to understand, even when we're going through a time of fasting, that we are wrestling not with our own flesh and blood. We're wrestling with a spirit man and the demonic or the strongholds that have us down. And yes, you were so true when you said that we must know what we're wrestling against. We must know the stronghold or the strong man that has us bound into the life in which we think that we cannot let go of.
My God.
If it's a life of perversion is associated with lust. homosexuality. So we got to know and we got to stop battling the root issue, but go after the strong man. A lot of times we start casting out or we think we're casting out the little imps. We're going after the small soldiers when we need to go after the big, the spirit that employs all them little imps.
Well, what we do is we treat the symptoms.
Right.
But
yes.
We don't go after, praise the Lamb of God, the source of, praise the Lamb of God, why we have these symptoms.
Right.
We treat symptoms all the time, praise the Lamb of God. And symptoms can die down. You can take antibiotics and the symptoms will start disappearing.
Right.
But, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, if you still have the disease, when you stop taking the antibiotics, surely but slowly, the symptoms going to start rising up again. It's like having an abscess in your tooth or something of that nature. You start taking antibiotics the doctor give you. That's just to get the infection, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and the swelling and stuff out of your gums and what have you. But if you don't go back to the doctor, you may think you're all right. All the swelling gone, the pain gone. I ain't going. You still have a problem.
Right.
It's still right there. Praise the Lamb of God. And sooner or later, it's going to come back on you. Hold one second. Erico 985, your mic is hot. Who's calling?
Good evening, Prophet. And Denise, this is Margie.
Hey, Margie. Praise
hey,
the Lamb.
Hey, Margie.
You today.
I just was in the car and couldn't shout. I'm telling you, on point so much for it. Because in the study Friday night, I told the intercessors we had to repent personally to get all of our little demons out of us, and we have to pray for the spirit of forgiveness to fall on us. And Denise, in the areas that you were talking about, I went to Galatians 5 and looked at verses 19, 20, and 21. I said all of those things have been somewhere in our bloodline. We've got to clean out and go to the root cause of the demons that are attacking themselves to us. I said, so that we can pray for others. I said, we're not effective. I don't see signs and miracles and wonders happening when we pray. I said, that means our prayers are not as effective because Satan knows how to come back and get you when you're not at church, when you're at home all alone by yourself. I said, so that's what's happening to intercessors. You have to be completely free from your own demons before you can cast out someone else's.
That's true.
Yeah.
A demon can't cast out a demon.
Right.
That's for sure. Praise
you might, like Denise said, the little imps might be affected, but that thing comes back on them, and they say, well, I thought I was, and I, well, what God showed me was, he said, get rid of everything that's in you.
Yeah, you have to bind the strong man. You know, as Denise was speaking there concerning binding the strong man, these various spirits that is produced, praise the Lamb of God, as a root of something. And, you know, when you deal with the root of a problem, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, it's sort of like a root canal. The problem is in your roots. It's not in your tooth. It's not in your gums. It's in the root. Praise the Lamb of God. So we have to do a root canal, praise the Lamb of God, so that this will never bother you again. And it'll be a dead root, praise the Lamb of God, where this tooth was, and then we can replace it, praise the Lamb of God, with an artificial tooth. A lot of times, praise the Lamb of God, as stated, there is too many of us who treat, praise the Lamb of God, the symptoms, praise the Lamb of God, without getting to the root of the problem or what the real issues are. Praise the Lamb. We see people going off on people and blah, 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 blah. And we say, oh, man, she got this. She's got this spirit of haughtiness, or she got spirit of anger, blah, 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 blah. But you didn't know that she was molested when she was 8 years old till she was 15. Nobody told you that, and she's still angry at her father or her uncle or whoever was the molester. And as nobody has never dealt with it, and she has never dealt with it. So she has the root of bitterness, praise the Lamb of God, that has rose up into and blossomed into anger, hatred, praise the Lamb of God, schizophrenia, and a whole lot of other things that we talk about, but we don't get to the root of it. Praise the Lamb of God. When you get to the root and you minister to the root of it, praise the Lamb, a person then can be receive healing and wholeness. And that's what we should be going after. Go ahead.
So we changed our prayer focus Friday night, and when we finished, at the end, one of the prayer warriors said, "Now that you've opened us up, let us begin to pray one for another. Let us pray for us so that we can stay on this journey." Because it was a hard thing to face the fact that we need to be praying first for us before we can pray for someone else.
Yeah. Then, on top of that, praise the Lamb of God, we have to have the Word of God dwelling in us so richly, praise the Lamb of God, until it's our everyday language almost. There's no time, praise the Lamb of God, that whereas that we should not be effective with the Word of God, praise the Lamb, in response to what the enemy brings to us. When you don't know how to respond, you're in trouble. When you go to court, the judge asks you a question. If you don't respond properly, it could cause you the whole case. Your response, praise the Lamb of God, to the enemy, when the enemy approaches you, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus shows us every one of the challenges that he's faced with, which we'll get into another one tomorrow. But every one of the challenges that he's faced with here in the temptation, he responds with the Word of God. That's all he gives the devil. He don't give him no conversation, nothing. He don't ask him how long he's been on his throne, why he didn't repent when he got thrown out of heaven. He don't talk to him. He gives him the Word of God that's centered around the temptation. Mm-hmm. You tempted me with food. Praise the Lamb of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. That allows us to know that Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, had came to the place of mortification. Praise the Lamb of God, that he had mortified his flesh to the extent, praise the Lamb of God, that his only response and his only action to anything for the rest of his life was according to the Word of God. He dealt with the devil and life through the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Everybody he encountered, he dealt with them through the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Because here in the wilderness, he becomes one with the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. He becomes one with the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. All things was made by him, and nothing was made except it was made by him. And the Word became flesh. Praise the Lamb of God. And the Word became flesh. Praise the Lamb. Jesus comes into his oneness here. In the 17th chapter, praise the Lamb of God, of St. John, he prays a prayer. Father, make them one as we are one. We can't be one with God when we two with the devil. We cannot be one with God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When we're playing on both teams.
Oh, my God.
Our oneness has to come, praise the Lamb of God, through the mortification. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God through sanctification and through a life, praise the Lamb of God, that's based and living through the Word of God. I can't hate you. Why can't you hate me? Because the Word of God compels me that I can't. The love of God in me will not let me hate you. Praise the Lamb of God. I must reconcile because the Word of God says I must reconcile. Hallelujah. I must have humility because the Word of God demands that. Praise the Lamb of God. I must, praise the Lamb of God, go into a place, hallelujah, of loving all manner of men, gay people, straight people, fornicators, liars, everybody. Why? Because that who Jesus loved. He was a friend of sinners. Praise the Lamb of God. He was a friend to sinners. Praise the Lamb. And it wasn't that he went and played ball with them and all that. That's not what the scriptures were saying. Praise the Lamb of God. When you look up that word friend, praise the Lamb of God, it says he had relationship with them, praise the Lamb of God, in his witnessing campaign. He did not turn them away. He didn't do as many of our churches do today, and that is target marketing. We're marketing to a higher class of sinner to come to our churches. That's the only way I can put it. We don't want, praise the Lamb of God, the real sinners to come to church. We want our church to be known for the mayor goes here. Doctors and lawyers attend here. The commissioner comes here. We don't want nobody to say, Pookie goes here. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
My God.
Jesus was a friend of Pookie. Jesus knew how to reach the unreachable, the unlovables, the rejects. Praise the Lamb of God. And we know he did because he reached us. Mm-hmm. And such we were. Praise the Lamb of God. Because he reached us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we have to come to a place, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, we have to come to a place of understanding that when we relieve ourselves, praise the Lamb of God, of all the fleshly thinking, hallelujah, and the Word of God has transformed us, we respond to things out of the Word, and your response, people of God, hallelujah, is the power. And when you respond with the Word of God, through the Word of God, by the Word of God, it is not really about, you know, that you have to quote a scripture. He gave that directly to the devil because he wanted the devil to know, I got your card, man, and I know what you can't stand. You can't stand my daddy's word, so let me give it to you. Praise the Lamb of God. But a lot of it is the response of the heart. When we deal with people every day, we must respond, praise the Lamb of God, out of the heart of the Word. And the heart of the Word is Jesus Christ. And God so loved the world, we must walk in love. We must love in spite of, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must love in spite of the way people are. That's just the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the way God would have us to live. Hallelujah. And I really hope and pray, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that this show today has opened a lot of people's eyes and understanding. I had a wonderful response from my young adults and stuff yesterday concerning this message. Praise the Lamb of God. We must come to a place, people of God, hallelujah, we must come to a place to prepare ourselves for the devil, praise the Lamb of God, to prepare ourselves for worldliness. We want to blend with the world, walk with the world, laugh with the world, do what the world do and everything, and then turn around, look at the world and say, I got Jesus. Jesus didn't do that. Then you can't say he did. He did not do that. Praise the Lamb of God. He didn't do that. But he talked to anybody. He allowed love to radiate through his eyes from anybody. But he wasn't rolling blunts with people to be friends. He wasn't hanging out in taverns and can on to be friends with nobody. Drinking with them and stuff. He did not do it. You are lying. The truth is not in you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And people who encountered him were changed. People who encountered him were changed. From the 12, praise the Lamb of God, and many more, hallelujah, across the span of his public ministry that we see he brushed up against. Praise the Lord. I just saw a documentary on the nails of the cross, praise the Lamb of God, and one of the Judges, praise the Lamb of God, if you would, of Jesus in the crucifixion's name was, we call him Caiaphas. It's really Caiaphas. Praise Caiaphas. It's really Caiaphas, but we say Caiaphas. Praise the Lamb of God. I was watching this, and they hermeneutically, praise the Lamb of God, that's all it was, they interpreted his faith, praise the Lamb of God, through his tomb. They found, praise the Lamb of God, the nails, hallelujah, in his tomb, praise the Lamb of God. They also found that on his tomb itself, it had a engraving of the symbol of the high priest. That's who he was, the high priest, Lamb of God. And on each end of his tomb, praise the Lamb of God, were two nail prints, two nail heads. And they said the only reason they were there was because, which was common in biblical days after Christ, that people wanted to be, praise the Lamb of God, known, praise the Lamb of God, as a Christian in their death. Praise the Lamb of God. And that they were going to the grave with the nails, praise the Lamb of God, from the cross of Christ. I tell you, people of God, when we see, praise the Lamb of God, these type of expressions, it brings us to the place of understanding how far we are from the cross, how far we are from the calling, how far we are from a commitment, praise the Lamb of God, to Jesus Christ on the level, praise the Lamb of God, that we sing about, on a level that we profess about, praise the Lamb of God. In actuality, we're not really there, praise the Lamb of God. Because if we are not loving, praise the Lamb of God, if we are not dealing with the demonics of our day, if we are not dealing with the spirits that be, if we are not doing, praise the Lamb of God, what Jesus was doing, praise the Lamb, then we're falling short of our relationship with him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. There's nowhere in the Bible where it said fall in love with Jesus and make him your man. There's nowhere in the Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us to love like Jesus. Not fall in love with him and just love him. It said love like Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. And everybody in the scriptures, hallelujah, in Jesus' lifetime, when you study his life, tried to heap their love on him, he directed their love to other people. Because that's where his love was. Directed to other people. Praise the Lamb of God. The love of God in our hearts must spread abroad. I love you. I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's been an awesome show. We're out of time. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I'm excited about your future. Press in. Press into the fast. Do what you know you're supposed to be doing. Until tomorrow, allow God to keep making you brand new.
Rolled away.